Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You found it. Yeah, you did. Live from Chicago. Time for the Juicy Show. Always hear your favorite music. Best of the new and old.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to The Josie Show. I'm your host, Josie Pasentino, and thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We are so excited to be with you for another great Josie Show here in our ninth year. So we are going to get started because joining me tonight is the wonderful band Clockwork Asylum. So we're so excited to chat with them and share a couple of their songs with you as well. So we're going to get to talk to Christopher Long here from Clockwork Asylum. So let me get him on right now. Please welcome to the show from Clockwork Asylum, Christopher Long. Hello.
Hello, Miss Josie. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity to come on your show. Pryor hooked us up, and we just greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime, the pleasure is all mine. Sam Pryor is so great at introducing new acts to us, and she gave us your name, and we knew that we had to get you on. And I'm very interested in knowing a little bit more about Clockwork Asylum. So can you start by telling us who all makes up this wonderful band and the roles you all play?
All right. Well, as you said, I'm Christopher Long, and I'm lead vocals. I do help write some of the music as well. Randy Humphrey is our lead guitar player. We have Thomas T.T. Tittle, who is our drummer. We have the beautiful one, Brian Michaels, who is our bass player. And we have Sam Price, who is our rhythm guitar player. That rounds out the five-piece.
Nice. I love that. And I have to ask, because I like the name, can you tell us how you all came up with the name Clockwork Asylum? Where'd that one come from?
Well, that actually just came from Sam. We were
nice
at our rehearsals one night, and you know, we all had the same things bands always do. We have a list of names that we've all liked and put into a hat and seen what happens.
Right.
We chose something completely different that we decided on it, and I'm not even going to say the name of it because it sounds bad now, but we decided on a different name, and then Sam came up. He said, you know what, I just really always wanted to call a band Clockwork Asylum. I don't really know why. I don't know where it comes from so much. He said, I just like it, thinks it sounds cool, and we all did too, so that's where it came from.
It does sound cool, and it really works out, and I love the name of it because it's original, and if you Google it, y'all are the only one that pops up. So it's perfect.
Does help. There is another actually band from several years ago that's called Clockwork Asylum from somewhere, but they're not even together anymore. They pop up if you do a deep search, but we're right on top now, and that's where it belongs.
I love it. Yes, it does. And I wanted to ask how you all came together to form this group. Were you guys friends beforehand, or how did you all meet and come together?
Well, Actually, we are a product of failure. That's what it says in our bio, and it's the truth. We have all been members of the same project at one point in time in the past, except for the drummer. The drummer's the only one that isn't a part of this, but myself, Sam, Brian, and Mandy have all played in the same band before, just at different times, and that's how we all met, and which I knew Sam from years ago. We worked at a factory together when we were 18, but we all met through that way. That band broke up, fell apart. We got together, and Sam met Tommy, the drummer, through another tryout and brought him into the fold. And pretty much since day one, since we got together 2 years ago, it's just been more of a brotherhood than anything. I mean, I consider these guys family, and I know they consider me the same. And it's more than musicianship with these guys. It's more than just, you know, playing music and writing and creating and going and playing shows with us. We have a bond that's kind of rare. I've only had it one other time in my 20 years of doing music. So I'm very thankful for these guys.
Yes, it really is a great team. And you could tell when you listen to the music that you all really mesh very, very well with each other. And the first song that we do have here from y'all is Prophet. So can you tell us a little bit about this song before we play it?
Yeah, it's a song that Brian Michaels co-wrote in that project that I was talking about earlier that we were all in. Mm-hmm. And we loved it so much, we decided to resurrect it and bring it back. And it's got a good groove to it. We add our own little flavor to it to spice it up. And we recorded it this past August and just decided to release it out there and see what the world thinks of it. It's a great song.
Yes. Well, I can't wait for everyone to hear it tonight here at the Josie Show. So let's play it right now. Clockwork Asylum. Here is Prophet. And we'll be right back in just a moment. We'll be right back. Okay. Let's do it. Here we go. Hit it.
I am not a prophet. I
Yes, and we are back with Christopher Long from Clockwork Asylum. That was Prophet, and we love it, and we want everyone else to go and check it out and support it. So where can our listeners go to hear or purchase this song along with all of your other music out there?
Well, we are on all forms of social media. We haven't quite released the entire EP online yet. We have, I think, five of the eight songs online. You can find them at reverbnation.com/Clockwork Asylum Rocks. You can find our Facebook, facebook.com/Clockwork Asylum Rocks. Instagram, Twitter, we're on all of them. If you look up Clockwork Asylum Rocks, you'll pretty much find us anywhere you want to find us. Right now, we're not doing any online sales. We do accept PayPal. If you hit us up on Facebook and want any of our merchandise, mm-hmm. which we have pictures of everything, our debut EP we just released on October 7th called Eve of the Eclipse. We're really pushing a thing called the Inmate Package right now. We call our fans the Inmates of the Asylum. The Inmate Package is a poster, a CD, a T-shirt, two bracelets, two guitar picks, and two stickers for $30.
Very cool. I love that. Well, I hope everyone gets involved who's listening and, you know, follow on Facebook and all over the place. Just type in Clockwork Asylum. You could do that. And also, I know you have some performances coming up that people could check out if they're in that area. You have a Christmas party show coming up on December 15th. Can you tell everyone about that?
Yeah, it's at the Open Court in Knoxville, one of the better venues in our region. It's with War Clown, Belfast Six Pack, and Minor Nine. We're playing second. Minor Nine starts things off. We're playing second, then Belfast Six Pack, and then War Clown. War Clown and Belfast Six Pack are two of Knoxville area's heaviest hitters, and you know they're really good guys, really good bands. Minor Nine has not played in Knoxville for a while, and we let you know they took us down to Chattanooga and let us open up for them. So we figured we'd return the favor and bring Minor Nine up and let them play in Knoxville again since they hadn't played a while. It's going to be a real fun night. You can get tickets on Eventbrite.com. Yeah, they're only $7 a piece. I think there might be a fee online or something like that. So it's like $8 or something like that, but I'm not sure about the fee. I just know it's $7 cover for the night.
Perfect. Perfect. Everyone, please make sure you do that if you're down there in that area. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of amazing acts, especially, you know, yourselves. You know, I've seen that you all play a lot of live shows, and I love to ask this question for bands especially. What kind of fun do you guys have while on the road? Do you have any funny stories or mishaps that stand out to you at all?
Well, I'm not sure I can say some of the funny stuff that has happened to us, you know, in our tenure in this band. We have had a running joke for a while that we should probably have a GoPro on us at all times because something weird, strange, crazy, funny always happens to us. And, you know, if we have the film footage, you know, if we, you know, back in the 90s, bands had this big thing about putting out their back, you know, their tour footage and backstage footage. We thought we might try to bring some of that back if, you know, it wouldn't get any of us in trouble later.
Right? I love it. Well, you never know. Maybe some of the rated G stuff you could add in there. You never know. But it seems
We have a lot of that, too. I mean, we like to have a lot of fun, but we're, you know, we remain professional even when we're at our venues, you know, and any band that we played with or venue owner that we played with can vouch for that. You know, we do our job. We do have a good time, and, you know, we like to support local music even when we're not playing it. So, you know, we go out and have a good time. It's just when two or more of us in the asylum are together, it's just a strange energy and something funny, exciting, weird, creative. It always happens. So we might need to film
it. Yeah, you do. You really do. That's fabulous. So I love that connection. I love how you guys, you know, really obviously have a really great time with each other when you are out, which is very, very important. And I wanted to know a little bit more about your music. So, of course, your EP. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Maybe a music video in the works? You never know.
Well, we've actually been contemplating working. Well, actually, we're in the planning stages right now of doing our our very first music video for the single off our EP called Neighbors, which is a little bit too extreme for the Josie Show. That's why we gave you a couple of our better songs. Neighbors is a little bit more aggressive, and it was meant for a pretty bad neighbor who wrote for my guitar player's neighbor, actually. He stole off his kid, mm-hmm. and so, you know, instead of taking it out the old-fashioned way, we took it out in our music. So
wow.
We're going to shoot a music video for that, with Mad Clown Productions, based out of Maryville. Could be mm-hmm. having some surprise video actors in the mix. Don't quite know, you know, nobody like George Clooney or anything. We ain't got that kind of pull yet, but...
Never know in the future.
You never know. We might be able to just see him, exactly. you know, walking into a coffee shop one day, filming with our cell phones, throw it in a video and get sued. And that's how we get famous.
Exactly. There you go. See? Exactly. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear, you know, more. I'm excited to check out, you know, any music videos or any new music that y'all have coming out. I know it's going to be amazing. And we do have another song of yours that we are going to play here tonight for everyone to hear, called Box of Crosses. So how about we play this, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about it, okay?
All right.
Perfect. Here we go. Box of Crosses by Clockwork Asylum, and we'll be right back in just a moment with more from Christopher Long. Here we go.
Just look at this person who I have. Look at her face and behind the mask. Look deeper and see inside she cries. Watch this person as she dies.
It's the darkness and the light of day. Death is all around me. Never imagined it would be this way. Through the shadow it's so hard to see. Laying on a box I bear, there is beauty all around. Take it in with good intent, but I just can't lose this frown. The hourglass is busting, and you're no longer here. Birds don't sing and the wind don't blow. My face covered in tears.
I've got your box.
And we are back. Yes, I love it. Oh my goodness, I love Clockwork Asylum so much. I'm so excited to see what is coming up next for y'all. You guys just have such a great energy. You just gotta love it. So can you tell us Can you tell us a little bit about what Box of Crosses means to you? Tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind this one.
Well, this song is kind of an emotional song, if you couldn't already pick that up. The lyrics were written by a former drummer of ours named Mark Walker, and they were about his sister who he lost to cancer.
Right.
And the poem that starts the song with the female reading the poem, that's actually Mark's sister's poem that she wrote when she was 16, somewhere in the 70s. And we got Taylor Fillers, another regional musician who is an outstanding virtuoso young guitar player. Everybody should check her out. She's beautiful, young, talented shredder on guitar. We brought her into the studio and she read the poetry and she played the very last guitar solo that you heard there. Last chorus, she was the guitar solo underneath the last chorus. So she read that and Mark, wrote the lyrics for some of the experiences he had dealing with, losing his sister. And the song really spoke to me then. And I wrote the guitar riff and Randy took it and improved the guitar riff. And we collaborated on the rest of the music. So we wanted to keep this song alive and going, even though, Mark's no longer with us and not playing music. We still wish him well, and we wanted to keep this song alive just because it's a great song, and Susie was a great woman, and, we want to keep it alive for her memory, and it's gotten so emotional for me and for the bass player and pretty much for everybody in the band. I pretty much shed a tear about every single time we play it live. It really hits home for me because I feel the lyrics from, I can relate from losing my grandfather, so I understand. Kind of where that's coming from, and we want to keep that song alive, and that song's probably never getting taken off the set list.
No, absolutely not. It's so beautiful, and whether you guys are doing an upbeat song or a sad song or a meaningful song, you guys just do it impeccably well, and I just love it so much. I love the beat, the music, the instruments, just everything about you guys is just real and incredible. So I want to thank you so much for sharing both of your songs with us tonight and the stories behind them as well. I appreciate that.
We appreciate the opportunity to have the platform. We're not normally the genre you play, and we really appreciate the opportunity to come on this show. We've listened to it several times, and Sam Pryor has done nothing but talk you guys up since we met her. So I'm honored to be a guest on it.
Oh well, the pleasure is all mine. You can come back anytime. Thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting with me. And I want to just thank you so much. And I would love to see a performance of you guys, in person one day. I think that would be amazing. Seems like it would be a lot of fun.
We probably should have tried to arrange something. We were down in the Nashville way just a few weeks ago. We actually played at Hurricane Mills down at Loretta Lynn's ranch down there for the Halloween festivities they had.
Cool.
The Matthew Edmonton from the band down there, Killing Grace, he hooked us up with that opportunity. And that was a very, very cold but very fun night. It was an outstanding night down there. So we don't care to come to Nashville. So next time we do come, we'll definitely try to set something up so we can do something in person.
That would be great. And what a great experience, too, at Loretta Lynn's Ranch. I love going there. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love it. So beautiful.
It's very beautiful. I think the moment of the night for me that was meeting one of her grandsons who was there, and he was in a nice mink coat and his hair down to his ankles and shaking our hands and saying how much he liked our band. That kind of stoked me. I don't get starstruck very easily. I've seen a lot of musicians, but for some reason, just his personality and him liking our band so much, it humbled me very much. And I was appreciative for the opportunity.
I hear you. I would be the same way. I would think I would be in awe by that. That's amazing. Well, I'm excited to see what is next from y'all. And thank you again so much for coming on. And please have a great rest of your night, okay? Please come back anytime.
Much love. Thank you. Much love and positive energy to every one of your listeners, everyone out there in this world. We all need to come together as one. One love.
Oh, you as well. Much love to you and the rest of the band. And we appreciate y'all. Keep up the great music.
Thank you very much. You keep up the great work on your show.
Thank you so much. Talk very soon. Christopher Long, everybody.
Woo!
Woo! Thank you. Glad we're to silent. Everyone, please make sure you go and check them out on all the social media sites. All you got to do is, you know, when in doubt, Google it out. Just type in Clockwork Asylum and they pop up. Thank you, Christopher.
Have a good night, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Fabulous, fabulous. I had so much fun chatting with him. Let's see here. I know I have a couple more announcements here that I want to get through really fast. So first off, you could find out details about how to get involved in the Josie Music Awards next year by visiting josiemusicawards.com often for any of our latest news. Also, make sure to check out our gallery so you could take a look at all the fun that we had in this year. It was so much fun. We were at the Nissan Stadium. It was amazing. So please make sure you go and check out those pictures from all of the events that we had during that week. Music City Bar and Grill, Hard Rock Cafe, the pre-party, and then, of course, Nissan Stadium. So go and check that out. And we are putting together new, creative, and exciting ways to promote your company or brand through our Josie Music Awards event. So if you keep an eye on our website for details to come, you can check out many levels of sponsorship. Yes, yes, yes. All at josiemusicawards.com. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Country Blast Radio, our radio station. Our independent artist countdown blast on Country Blast Radio will be released this Thursday, the 7th. You can find that at www.countryblastradio.com. We will be off the next two Fridays, but we will return on Friday, December 22nd with our Christmas show. And we have four amazing guests on that show. And please keep a lookout here on my Facebook and Twitter, because we are going to be going to Panama City Beach in Florida for vacation. So, you know, we're going to be taking tons of pictures. So if you want to see our travels and see all of that, make sure you check us out at facebook.com/Josie Show or facebook.com/JosiePP1995. But yes, we will be off the next two Fridays, but we will return on December 22nd for our Christmas show. All right. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience and may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Good night, everyone, and thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight right here at josieshow.com. And until next week, remember sometimes, or not next week, but, you know, December 22nd, I always forget that. It's so weird not having a show. It's so strange to me. I'm not used to it. But remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decision to follow your dreams, but don't forget to enjoy the whole journey and make great friends along the way. Good night, everyone.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.